World Cup. After a brilliant performance against the United States, the Czech Republic continued in its bid to qualify for the knockout stage at the Football World Cup. But on Saturday, things went far differently against Ghana. Forget about winning, or even etching out a tie. The Czechs were stopped dead in their tracks. Jan Wellinger has more.
Pundits and World Cup organizers always said that Group E, with the Czech Republic, the USA, Italy, and Ghana, was never going to be easy. And this weekend proved them right. On Saturday, the group was blown wide open, Italy and the USA fighting to a 1-1 draw, and the Czech Republic suffering one of the shock defeats of the tournament, a 2-0 loss to Ghana. The score would have been far more lopsided had it not been for a stunning Petr Čech, the only Czech player on Saturday displaying brilliance on the pitch. Had he not stopped four or five clear chances, it would have been a blowout. Afterwards, here's what Čech had to say.
They were very well organized, and they were waiting for the counter attacks, and became much more difficult for us. That was happened, and the second half, the game was completely broken. Up, it was running ups and down, up and down, and they created some chances. We didn't expect this result because we wanted to play well, and we wanted to earn some points, at least one, and we wanted to win. But we have our destiny in our hands. And in the last game, we just need to win against Italy, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Certainly on Saturday, the Czech Republic paled considerably next to Ghana, who showed verve and inexhaustible speed, always to the ball first. It also didn't help the Czechs that Ghana were able to score less than 2 minutes into the game. The second half then saw what can only be described as a flurry of drives, stopped by the Czech keeper again and again. Ghana even missed a penalty. But by then the tide against the Czechs was so strong it was only a matter of time before Ghana struck a second goal. What can the Czechs take, or rather gain, from Saturday? Resolve to try and upset Italy in a surprise win. If they are to secure a definite place in the knockout stages, they will have to down the group favourites. And that's not easy at the best of times. The team is still missing key attackers Jan Koller and Milan Baroš. On Saturday, Pavel Nedved admitted that their absence had already been felt.
Koller, Baroš, any team missing players like them would feel it. But that's the situation, and there's nothing we can do about it except fight on. It's obvious we're weaker without them. We've got to sum up the situation and see what kind of game we can play against the Italians. I don't think they're going to give us much room or many chances, and there's only a slim chance we'll qualify for the next round. But we've got to put up a fight.
Players like Uifalushi and Lokvens, who were carded, will also miss the next game. That means, once again, much of the responsibility will lie with midfielders like Pavel Nedved and Tomáš Rosický, as well as striker Marek Heinz. Can the team pull together? Fans certainly hope so. In the end, even a tie might see the Czechs through, but then everything would depend directly on the outcome of the US-Ghana game. A loss against Italy, though, will mean it's all over.
And that was Jan Wellinger with the latest Czech-related news from the World Cup.